You are right up May Street.
Oh, you can't make me choose.
I go by Toyota. Sponsors T4.
Fuck me, Lee Ryan's 13.
Marlin. I remember we couldn't remember the word for table.
This is
You're Welcome.
America Presents The Ashley Simpson Show, Episode 5.
In our ongoing mission to translate British pop culture for America and American pop culture for Britain, we're celebrating the 20th anniversary of The Ashley Simpson Show by rewatching all 8, possibly 16 episodes. Ugh.
Coming up in Episode 5, we have multiple juicy tracksuits, a dye job in a sink, and severe reflux.
I am Ben.
I am Fraser.
Fraser like Razor.
And this is The Ashley Simpson Show.
Rock and roll! Got stains on my t-shirt, and I'm the biggest blur. If you want my autobiography, maybe just ask me.
Wow. Episode 5, Ashley Strikes a Pose.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Wow. Ashley Strikes a Pose.
Terrible. I mean, does she? The episode title should have been about her voice.
Oh, yeah.
She barely strikes a pose at this. I'd say this is much more about vocal issues.
Well, it gets into vocal issues. Maybe that's what the next episode is going to be all about, though.
It's going to be called Vocal Issues.
Vocal Issues. Me and my heart got vocal issues.
Issues.
So this...
Vocal issues. It works in that bit.
Severe reflux. Reflux. We'll get to the severe reflux. So this first scene
Excuse me, I'm drinking wine, if anyone was wondering. If you hear any smacking noises, it's me drinking a glass of rosé.
This first episode I've called... Back at Kermie's.
First episode.
Oh, sorry. First scene I've called Back at Kermie's.
Yeah, we're back with Kermit and Lamshank.
So she...
spent a lot of time in Kermit's studio for this season. I never knew it.
So she, Ashley, is writing a song about being in the shadow and coming out of it.
Yes.
And it's the idea of when you're in the shadows, but you're not just...
Ben, I've got the quote for you. You
okay,
ready?
Okay, thank you.
Write a song about like being in the shadow, and I always felt like I was sort of like stuck in the shadow, but I think it'd be cool if it was like coming out of the shadow, don't you think?
Right.
Profound musings from La Simpson over there.
I like the positivity. She's in the shadow, but she's coming out of it.
This is genuinely a song that I like from this album from back in the day.
This is a good song.
But it's my trouble is every time I hear the title, I get it confused with... You're only a shadow, never yourself. You're only a shadow, nobody else.
What is that?
Britney Spears. Yeah.
Is that In the Zone album?
It's from the In the Zone album, yes. Similar time that they came out as well. So it was like two very similar shadows. Oh, we made that dog bark on my hallway. Oh, no, it stopped.
So we have some very stringy hair in this scene. She's got real scarecrow hair going on. And I'm just planting the seed of, you know, a hair story.
Yeah, no, I just saw what I wrote. I said, her hair is in the rattiest plait you've ever seen.
See?
It's hanging on by a thread, that little braid at the side, as they call it here.
I wonder what her hair was like when she was 6 years old. We're about to find out.
Oh, yeah. This was. They're really playing with kind of time and space and form in this documentary, aren't they?
Yeah.
We've already had the car disappearing, and we have kind of different astral planes of Ashley performing. And yeah, this time she starts singing Shadow, and then it kind of fades out, and we fade into, yeah, home video footage.
And she is talking about being six. Oh, no, the song says... I was six years old. And that middle-aged man's just strumming away on a guitar. So we start with some childhood footage of Ash eating a peach.
Yeah. I was 6 years old eating a peach. My sister Jessica was out of my reach.
And she says, growing up in Texas was cool. And the way it's cut is she clearly said something. I was like, growing up in Texas was cool. And what happened was, but just goes, growing up in Texas was cool. Just cuts off.
Growing up in Texas was cool.
And she said, I was always a little bit of a mess as a child.
I like that none of the home video footage supported what she was saying. I felt like a lot of it was just her looking really cute and her and Jessica having a lovely time. And I feel like the message was meant to be, well, I've always lived in Jessica's shadow. But again, this show's really struggled with what footage they have to tell their stories, I think.
Yeah, these two adorable children.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I'm in Jessica's shadow and we see a shot of Jessica singing Hallelujah to the King and sounding bananas as a child.
Did you get your eyes on that giant Crayola crayon cake that was presented at one point?
Is that what the cake was?
Yeah, it was really great. It was, yeah, like a white cake and then all these Crayola crayons, different colours, like all on the top, like made in like fondant icing or something. It looked really cool. It looked really 90s and amazing.
Oh.
Yeah.
What cakes did you have as a kid?
I honestly don't have any. I don't have any recollection of this. It's the weird thing about people seem to have real strong memories about their birthday cakes. I have no idea about mine.
It's so weird.
Well, you know, my mom was like, it was. She definitely didn't make it.
Yeah.
So if it was probably some kind of supermarket cake that didn't resonate.
It was a real thing with all my friends and stuff growing up, like getting. Like the cake that you wanted. So it'd be, I had like a Sleeping Beauty cake.
Lovely.
I can't remember all the other ones, but the Sleeping Beauty one was very special. But it'd be like, oh, I'm into turtles. So someone would have like a turtles cake.
Did Sleeping Beauty mostly have Maleficent on it? I feel like I could imagine you really being like, I don't want that young lady that's sleeping. I want that delicious witch woman with the dragon.
Oh, I had a Little Mermaid cake.
Ah.
And I remember she was sitting on a rock and there was green icing that was very like buttercream icing.
Yeah. Mm, I love that kind of icing.
That was a great one.
Oh, I think in the episode that just got released, we talked about buttercream. In fact, yeah, we did. House of Pies, we kept talking about buttercream.
I ate a cupcake today with buttercream.
Oh, I'm really... I don't like cupcakes and I'm not a huge cake person, but
buttercream.
I'll take buttercream icing any goddamn day.
So good. So I didn't know that back in the day. So we already know from that wonderful dancing rehearsal sequence, that dance class sequence a few episodes ago, which was a nightmare, that Ashley was a dancer growing up, and I didn't know that Ashley was originally Jessica's backing dancer.
Yeah, that was the one and only revelation from this show so far. Like the only piece of information that I literally went, oh.
Yeah.
Okay. But the whole kind of voiceover did imply that her biggest struggle in life was that she was a dancer.
Yeah.
Like so far.
Yes.
Because she was talking about Jessica singing, and then she's like, well, I just had my dancing. I was like, okay, it's pretty good.
Yeah, because she didn't want to be a singer.
Right.
Or something. I don't know. Shall we go to the Simpson family condo?
So is this the Simpson family house? Because I think this might be that weird outpost that has all of the, like, Jessica crap in it. Remember that scene where Tina and Jessica were just moving things on hangers?
Yeah.
Because the exterior shot, it looked like almost like a apartment building. It didn't look like a house.
I thought this was the Simpson family condo. In LA.
Oh, so maybe we are saying the same thing. So there's just like they have a pied de terre.
Yeah, I think it's like the parents.
Oh, because I felt like it just always seems like it's just got a lot of crap in it. But Jessica crap.
But both the parents are in the business.
Yeah.
So I think it's like their LA pied de terre and office.
I see.
That's what I think.
Okay.
So it starts off with the tiniest snippet of a garbage song.
Yes.
And it just like boop, 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 boop. And then just stops. I was like, huh? It's very exciting.
So yeah, Ashley is playing music, her new music for Jessica and Tina. And she starts playing it too loud. Jessica's really slumped on the floor during this scene, isn't she?
Well, no, in this first scene, she's sitting on a fabric chair. So like, imagine a kitchen chair.
Oh, she's on the floor for
the next scene.
The next scene, yeah. Of course.
So it's a chair that has had like upholstered... Mm. Almost like a cover that covers the whole chair.
Right.
With flappy fabric.
Very wedding chair.
Yes, very wedding chair. Exactly.
At some point she does the robot to Ashley's music, which I really enjoyed. And then I wrote down the note, I think this song sounds really fun. Oh, it's Surrender. I was like, I know this one. This is one of the ones she did in like the first episode or the second episode.
Oh.
Yeah. I like Surrender.
With the guys that we lost.
I think it might be the one surviving song from our dear departed friends,
oh.
Tim and Tom.
Tim and Tom, Jim and Jack.
Jim and John.
So Jess is on that fabric chair. Tina's wearing some white juicy sweats.
Yep.
And did you notice the Nickelodeon surfboards in the background?
I did. There's a lot of Jessica stuff wedged up against that wall, isn't there?
Yeah, like framed things.
So during this scene, I felt really uncomfortable on behalf of Ashley because everyone's just, the three of them are just sitting there listening to it. And Jessica just has truly like a blank stare. She's just like lightly bobbing her head. And Tina's just like, they're both just staring off into the middle distance. And Ashley's just looking at the floor. I was like, well, this is really bleak.
And but then at one point, Tina does like the drums.
Yes.
Because we know she is a rock chick.
Exactly. She's the rock and roller, not Papa Joe. Yeah. And I felt like they did kind of, when it finished, they started giving nice praise. So they kind of turned it around. But I was really worried for a second. I was like, oh, this is awkward. But then, as she does later in this episode, Tina really punctuates this moment by, you know, giving Ashley praise and then just going on about a Rolling Stone cover that Jessica did and trying to give her a very ugly framed picture. The picture wasn't ugly, the frame was ugly.
Yes.
Of Jessica's Rolling Stone cover. And you can see Ashley's like, okay. Mm-hmm. Bleak. There's some real undercurrents of bleakness that is trying to be hidden in this scene.
Oh, well, this next scene, which I've called Trying On Clothes with Jess.
Hmm.
This one is quite the scene. So what's going on?
Ashley's in a wild outfit, standing there trying stuff on. It's a very formal blazer with like a headband. She's kind of like Blair Waldorf on the top. And then this very short kind of ruffled miniskirt on the bottom with like heels and just very bare legs.
Isn't that a rah-rah skirt?
Yes, a ruffled, yeah, like a rah-rah skirt.
And then pink heels.
Yeah.
Different one on each tootsie.
It just is. It was very formal on the top, and then just acres of bare leg on the bottom. And it was just such an odd look. But I do remember that being a thing.
Oh, totally. That rah-rah skirt was everywhere. Meanwhile, Jess is slumped against the wall, and she's wearing baggy combats, but they have laces like tied around.
Yeah, they've got an ankle tie.
Yeah.
So you can really, in case you want to trap the heat in there,
it's really
you pull that zip cord, and it really tightens around your ankle and creates just a gorgeous silhouette.
So far in every scene, Jessica appears exhausted.
Yeah, she does.
Like she looks phenomenal, but she just has the air of an exhausted person.
I feel like she's just doesn't think she has to turn anything on for this show, so she's just like, you're gonna get me like at home.
Yeah.
Doing nothing.
Well, it's the Ashley Simpson show. It's not exactly the Jessica Simpson show.
So Tina then, they're kind of talking about Ashley having nice legs.
Oh my God.
And Tina says the line, if you had big, fat, ugly legs, I would tell you to cover them up.
Yeah. You've got cute legs, though. Mm. And then,
what's Jessica's advice?
Jessica says, well, if you're worried, she said something about if you're worried if your legs are too white, you should go tanning. Yeah, why don't you tan and you'd feel better?
Mm. That's a real insight into Jessica's mindset, isn't it?
Yeah, a real of a time as well.
Yeah, just feel bad, get a tan. And this whole scene is punctuated by some very strange library music. It's like hip-hop record scratch music, so it's just like them saying really insulting things about, you know, people's bodies, and then it's just like really incongruous.
Well, maybe that's because Ashley doesn't want to be girly. She wants to wear pants and cons.
Yeah.
Cons.
And they keep saying, well, you're not a boy, you're a girl.
You're not a boy, what do you mean?
Yeah, some real binary in this.
Well, this whole scene, we should say, is because she's trying on looks for a photo shoot, right?
Mm. Yes, but I have something to say about that when we get to the photo shoot.
Okay.
But those hip-hop record scratches, I think they might have been ramping us up to get into the song that takes us to the next scene. Who's that girl? La 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 la. Ashley's that girl. Well, that was tough to get her name into those syllables.
So, we're on the photo shoot.
Yeah.
Which I think we were meant to just be have been prepping for.
Yeah.
But it's confusing because then they get to the photo shoot and they're racks and racks of clothes.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think those clothes had anything to do with that other photo shoot.
Okay.
I think those clothes had something to do with like performing or like album looks or something different, but it was kind of just smushed into that scene, I think.
Okay.
Because they wouldn't send you looks for the photo shoot to your house in a different way before you do the photo shoot, would they?
Yeah, you're right. Because at the photo shoot, there are tables and tables of plastic, colourful costume jewellery.
You know, I've seen enough episodes of the fucking Rachel Zoe project to know how these things work.
we watched The City.
I've seen Brad and Tay pulling enough racks into a different house for a photo shoot to last me a lifetime.
So Ash is getting some silver eyeshadow applied. With a black line, like black liner, and really kind of like glossy, juicy red lips.
And she gets handed a Red Bull.
And she's very grateful for that Red Bull.
Which I think is the cause of her reflux.
Oh, that's a good point, actually.
Yeah. It's Baker Boy hats ahoy in this episode, too. She kind of she introduces this scene with herself in a Baker Boy hat. But yeah, you're right. She's getting her makeup done. And then she slinks out to where Tina's just lounging by the pool in a pool kind of bed, pool lounger thing. And she says that she thinks she looks like a clown in this makeup.
Yeah, Tina's got, I don't even notice, a bottle of Diet Coke underneath the lounger. Just there, keeping Tina going. And yeah, so this is a magazine shoot. And I have to say, she's not wrong.
No.
She does look a bit clown-like.
She does.
Tina doesn't know what to say because she says, I can't control magazines, honey.
Yeah. And I do think that's the point here, because they're kind of making it seem like she's being pushed in a direction she doesn't want to go in, but it's also a magazine shoot, so there's like a direction. So I don't know.
There is a direction, but look, there are racks and racks of clothes. Yeah. And Ashley's main thing is she doesn't want to wear clothes Jessica would wear.
Right.
Which is really, in terms of branding.
Yeah, it's true. But also, her biggest problem seems to be these eyelashes. And then when she gets back in, the makeup artist is like, well, I haven't curled them yet, so they're going to look really weird. And she's like, oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think she was just compromising when she said that?
I do.
Yeah.
I think she kind of was then very polite and kind of overcompromised.
Right. Well, we're right. That, yeah, it doesn't matter if the photo shoot concept was like romantic, pastel, like girl and young girl, blah, blah. Well, they shouldn't have done it with Ashley because she's meant to be like a rock chick. So it was, the whole thing was really just disastrous from start to finish.
Yeah. And meanwhile, there's definitely a homosexual wearing a black leather beret and glasses. And he's like trying to like help her out and say, I've got a vision. You've got to trust my vision. Mm. We've all got a vision, babe. And then you hear a really good moment off camera. Tina whispering.
Yeah.
To Ash saying, you don't want to start your career by having a bad reputation.
Yeah, don't be difficult. Yeah, because she's saying to the stylist about not liking it, and he says, well, this is what the magazine has asked for, so there's nothing I can do about it. I was like, okay.
Tina says, stop pouting already.
Yeah. She did look good in the pictures, but it was a lot of like dusty pink shawl off the shoulder, soft lighting, rose garden kind of vibe, which is very odd.
Yeah.
Just doesn't feel very her, or what was the point in it? If she hadn't even released her album yet, what was this for?
I don't know. I have no Seventh clue.
Heaven? Because if that's the case, then it does make sense.
Well, no, she was a janitor in Seventh Heaven, wasn't she? Well, according to Tina.
You know what I mean. That makes sense with like a soapy kind of vibe, is that's what she would look like. They don't know yet that she's a rock chick in the world.
Maybe, okay, I think we've really unlocked this. Meanwhile, the homosexual says, Granny, you look hot in your old shawl. What?
Yeah, I think he was trying to be fun, but he hadn't picked up that that's not the way to get to Ashley's heart.
It's not the way to get to anyone's heart. I would like a Jessica update, please. Should get her on the phone?
Tina's such a monster. So Ashley's just, they're leaving the shoot and you just hear Tina go, no way! And then you see that she's on the phone with Jessica and she says, over 7,000 people are at her in-store right now.
So I think that's like a signing.
Do you think it's a signing, or do you think it's when she released that edible makeup line? Remember that? Like weird cupcake with, you could like put, it was like a, tastes like cupcake, but also was eyeshadow or something.
Do you think it's a CVS?
Yeah, maybe. No, it was at a Walmart in Boston.
A Walmart in Boston. Oh, she was at Walmart in Boston.
Tina was very, she literally kept getting louder and louder. She's like, 7,000 people in Walmart in Boston?
I mean, I gotta say, a Walmart in Boston can fit a lot more than 7,000 people. Just gonna say it.
And poor Ashley has to, as always, do her best supportive sister routine without truly saying that she's jealous. So she does a really long, rambling thing to explain that she's not jealous, but essentially says she's jealous.
Yeah.
Did you notice what she said on the bum of her trousers?
What did it say?
Or on the butt of her pants, if we're going to translate.
What?
Said something that, I think it said punk royal.
Oh, that rings a bell.
Mm. They're really low slang that said punk royal on them.
Do you remember, what was that name? We've talked about it before many times. What was the name of that club besides Soho Square? Was it called Punk?
Yeah.
And then you went downstairs.
I don't know if I ever went downstairs or went into Punk.
There's really good photos of a Nokia, translation Nokia, event there with Lady Gaga from like 2008.
That sounds, yeah.
Yeah. Nothing more punk than a Nokia phone. Couldn't get signal down in that basement. No Wi-Fi.
So we move into a new setup, which is going to be her choosing the band.
Yes.
For her kind of live performances.
She's auditioning her band.
Yeah. And she says her best friend Ray is putting the band together.
She's got so many best friends.
I'll tell you something.
Oh, what?
I'll tell you who really grew on me in this episode.
Ray.
Ray. Ray seems really nice and he's hot.
He is hot.
Mm.
I have to say, these poor guys who are auditioning for this band who just need a paycheck.
Yeah. And I couldn't tell if the music was piped in later or if they were playing it live, because it did sound live, but they were playing Sum 41 song.
I just wrote Sum 41 song question.
I love that song. I don't want to waste my time. And her two dingbat friends are back. Baseball cap and flat cap. They seem to be helping her audition the band.
Great.
Yeah. And again, I've noted I'm into Ray.
Wait, and they like, she likes Braxton and Zach. Ray, Braxton, Zach.
Braxton and Zach, real gay porn names. Especially Braxton.
Braxton. Should we go to Kermit's for one more time?
Why the hell not?
So, they are properly recording Shadow, and they have a full, I was impressed, they have a full string orchestra.
Don't you wish some of them had been Muppets? Not all of them, just some of them. And they just cut to like Animal playing like a violin. Rolf on the harp.
Ashley is dressed like a bumblebee.
I think that she's dressed as the clothes visualization of Charlie Brown, you know, from Snoopy.
Okay.
You know, he's wearing, he has those like jagged lines that are in brown and yellow. Uh-huh. I felt like it was the concept of Charlie Brown, but in like an outfit.
Okay.
So she wasn't dressed as Charlie Brown. It was like, it's like, you know, those people that do Disney bounding.
Bounding, yes. Yeah.
I'm constantly accusing Bordeaux of bounding as Velma from Scooby-Doo because he wears these...
Because he's a lesbian.
Because he has this orange hoodie that he wears with these like red trousers. And he literally is like the color palette of Velma. And he's got his glasses on.
Does he get it?
No. Yeah, no, he does. Oh, he does. He literally said to me, oh, I'm bounding as Velma. Very surprised that he got it.
Bounding. So in this scene, I have to say Shadow sounds great.
Yeah.
Sounds really good.
You're only a shadow.
Nobody else. Only a shadow.
Yeah.
I'm living a dream. Whatever it is.
So I thought that the show here was trying to set Ashley up to look like an asshole translating asshole.
Yeah.
In this scene. I thought it was a setup. Because I thought that they were... So essentially, we're seeing...
Okay, because, yeah, describe what's happening.
Yeah, so we're seeing the orchestra playing along to Shadow, and they're cutting between the orchestra and then Ashley in the control booth with, I think, Flat Cap, not Baseball Cap, with her friend Flat Cap. And the two of them are just really talking a load of nonsense. She's like, oh, what are you going to wear tonight? I'm going to wear these jeans, and I think my hair's just like... And she's just, like, yammering on. And I was like, oh, I think what they've done here is just take, you know, obviously just taking shots of Ashley, like, waiting for a setup... to make it look like she's rude and not paying attention to the orchestra. However, in a true Shyamalanian twist at the end, old Lamshank comes in and he's like, pay attention, they're playing the strings now, and pushes her like chair towards the window. And they do like an actual sweep around shot so you could see that they are literally playing the instruments in front of her. And I was a little disappointed in Ash for that.
I know.
She's only 19.
Yeah. I mean, she doesn't know that you don't get a string orchestra for the rest of your life.
Yeah, true.
It's a one-and-done situ.
And I think she had strings on her Out of My Head. Out of my head.
Get out of my head. Those were synth strings.
Oh, they were CGI strings.
CGI strings, yeah.
Just the concept of strings.
I tell you what, I smell egg. Where are we going?
We saw... other shades of eggy manner in this one. So this is an exterior shot, and it was of... because there's two in this episode. There's one where it literally looked like an eggshell from like a white egg, you know, like a normal coloured egg.
Uh-huh.
So there was no yolk in it at all. And I was like, oh, where are we? And then I realized we were at Eggy Towers. And then there was another shot where there was an egg panel, but then a new like maroon panel I've never seen before, which I think is... not to be too disgusting, but you know, sometimes there's a little bit of blood in the yolk.
Oh!
A little embryo blood in there. That's what I was getting from Eggy Towers. So anyway.
We're at Ashley's condo. What's happening? I tell you what, let's grab that Z1, camera.
I wanted to discuss with you what we thought this was filmed on, because the rest of the show looks like it was filmed on, you know, minus SD, hell devices. So then this scene seems to be filmed on like, what, like a potato?
Potato that someone's carved, yeah, like a viewfinder through.
Completely.
Some cling film over to pretend it's a camera.
For sure.
What is going on? So real rock and roll moment. Ashley, she wants to shock everyone. How are you going to shock someone?
She's going to take that blonde hair and dye it black.
Yeah.
I thought she looked really cool in this scene. I liked how much like she had real like raccoon kind of eyeliner and smudged makeup while she was doing it. Mm-hmm. She genuinely looked pretty cool, I thought.
And it's funny because then in interview shots when she's got her darker hair, here she's doing it from like a bottle, yeah, right? She's got it from the chemist. Then in the interview shots, it's very glossy.
A little brown as well. Yeah, it's not black. Because when she starts actually releasing music, she goes to that really dark black, like Pieces of Me and like La La and all those songs. She's like black hair. Mm-hmm. But yeah, in this episode, it's lighter and lighter and lighter. I feel like it's going to have to get really redone for the video.
She says about her hair, I didn't do it to separate myself from my sister, but now when we hang out, it's made us completely different, and I like that. So,
Another one of her great, well, I'm not saying this.
But I'm saying this.
Proceeding to then say this.
Yeah.
So let's take that new muddy hair to band rehearsal. Mm-hmm. And she's going to be singing live with her band for the first time. And she sounds bonkers. Yeah, the sound in this scene in general is bonkers because it's like a live band in like a small room.
She's got a really bad mic.
Yeah, she sounds like she's singing from like 1,000 miles away through like a radio speaker.
Let me hear the shout out. So I've just written here and I don't know why. Shut up, come back, I messed up. What does that mean? Are those lyrics?
I think so.
Oh yeah, because she's like, shut up, come back, yeah, I messed up.
She's wearing a real safari shirt in this scene, isn't she? Do you remember that? It's like a khaki, like, short sleeve shirt. It's buttoned up quite high.
I don't remember it, but I can picture that look. I remember that being a thing.
Mm. So Tina arrives and Ashley, like, runs over to her and starts showing off her hair. And Tina says, I don't really care about that. I came to hear you sing. It's like, oh, okay, Tina.
Did she say that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Tina ends up really grooving in her chair.
Well, she's a rock chick.
She is a rock chick.
Well, there's a lot of kind of overlaying clips of her saying, did that sound bad? And him saying, sexy Ray saying, well, you're singing the harmony. And then she's like, oh, that sounds bad. That sounds really bad. Oh my God, that sounds really bad. That sounds really bad.
Yeah. And then she sums it up saying, first day of band rehearsal sucked.
Yeah. But Sexy Ray, who's so nice, said to her, you sound flat because you're pushing really hard. He's like, just stop, you know, like overstraining. I feel like Ray's the only real one in this whole world.
Who is this music? We need a music director. Ray's just really had to like step up here, hasn't he?
He's great and hot.
What happened to Ray? We should look him up.
I know, but I don't know how. Instagram.com/Ray.
Ray.
So should we jump on the 101 and head to a place that I believe is called Center Staging?
Oh yeah, boy, is this a different rehearsal or the same different?
This is a new location.
Okay, yeah, oh that's right, it's the next day, she's wearing a flat cap, her hair is up, she's got a suit jacket and tee and everything, she looks great.
It's a pink Baker Boy hat.
Oh.
And we already know we're in trouble because even in that interview, she's like, I'm here instead of staging that man. It's like, ooh, are you okay, girl?
So a voice coach is dispatched to join the scene. And I am relieved. I'm like, thank goodness there's someone sort of, I don't know, a music grown-up teacher. Yeah, a grown-up music teacher to keep things in play.
In his suede shirt.
Suede shirt.
Sweat-wise, that's a bold, bold decision I could never make.
Suede shirt. How do you wash that? That's dry clean only.
I think the only place I could wear a suede shirt is in like the Arctic. And I'd have to wear, you know, I'd have to be outside.
It's not warm enough.
No, for my sweat patches.
Oh, right. I see.
I'd have to be, you'd have to take a picture of me outside in like Antarctica in the suede shirt.
Do you remember people wearing like suede jackets?
Yeah.
I think I really wanted one.
Yeah. There's lots of things I've always wanted even now I'd love to wear like a silk shirt, but I can't, unless it's black. There's just a sweat. A sweat issue there. Same with like a velvet shirt. It's just not on the cards for me.
A velvet shirt's hot. Ash is rasping her way through Pieces of Me. Oh, I've written here. Ray seems nice.
Ray comes to the rescue again.
Ray to the rescue.
It's reassuring her and being nice. Yeah, and then the vocal coach arrives and they start doing some vocal work and we get some real calliope music. It's like honk honk. me, mom, me, me. Yeah,
it's just so like, I don't know, talk show from the early 2000s. Yeah. Like, oh, we've got a singer coming on. What we should, oh, we could, let's hear their. If you got any funny vocal exercises,
it's so lame.
Do. So,
but what's his advice? What's old Suede Shirt's advice?
I don't know, but he does say you're so tense for such a young girl. He's basically saying to her, "What have you got to worry about, you 19-year-old dingbat?"
He tells her he thinks that she should have 3 days of vocal rest, and he says, "Don't talk and don't go to clubs and like shout over loud music or do anything like that."
Right. She does call Papa Joe.
Yes.
And basically calls her dad and says, What should I do?
She leaves like a message. She's like, I'm just in the rehearsal. I'm losing my voice. Tell me what to do. So where do we head to next? The docs.
Well, let's grab our medical insurance and go to the doctor. Now, she introduces herself to the doctor by saying, I'm Ashley. I just finished my album. I'm going on tour. Like, Ashley, it's not like... That's not how it works at a doctor's. It's more like, hey, I'm Ashley. I've got a sore throat. Yeah. I think it's because I'm singing. I just finished my album.
Yeah, and he says, have you been clenching your teeth at night? And then says she's developing something on her vocal cords.
Uh-oh.
I was like, well, if you weren't like mainlining Red Bull right before you go to bed, you wouldn't be grinding your teeth in your sleep and like feeling like a crazy person.
There are also so many doctor contraptions in this scene, like medieval, old school, like winding pieces of metal that he like grabs her tongue and then, I don't know, jostles her tonsils.
I did like seeing her vocal cords on the screen. I think that was really cool. I love medical stuff like that, though, like internal medical stuff. I find it really fascinating.
Yeah, it would be kind of fun to actually see all that kind of stuff.
Well, I've told you this before, I think, but one of the coolest things I've ever seen for me was when I had a colonoscopy when I thought I was dying of everything. And seeing, because like you're awake during the colonoscopy, like seeing the inside of your colon like on the screen as they're doing it was like really cool and disgusting at the same time. Yeah. It's so like great. It
looked alien-y.
It was very alien-y, very like
a little bit also under the sea.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, had like a creepy marine
sea anemone.
Yeah, anemone kind of vibe. It was really cool. I love all that kind of stuff. I'd watch any like medical stuff.
So what's the diagnosis?
Diagnosis is to be continued.
Well, she's got severe reflux.
Sorry. So she has severe reflux, which I believe is from Red Bull.
Just all the acidic foods that she's eating.
Yeah, just like Red Bull and like sweets. Candy. And then again, playing with the form of documentary and how TV works, we get to be continued on Ashley.
To be continued on Ashley.
But then they tell us what the next thing is. So it's next time on Ashley. It's not to be continued. Because to be continued is... traditionally a cliffhanger.
Yeah, you love getting hung up on a to be continued.
Well, it's so simple. To be continued should be, you do not see any more information, so that...
So, Ashley, I've got your results. Your problem is
to be continued
on Ashley.
Thank you. Not...
And then it's like, next time on Ashley. So, Ashley, I've got your results.
Next time on. You should not see previews if it's a to be continued.
Oh, I hear. Yeah, okay.
Maybe that's because I'm a Housewives viewer and that's how Housewives works, which is you either get next time on The Real Housewives of blah, 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 or you get a to be continued.
No, you're right.
With no preview.
You're right. But this was the early days of documentary. So what is happening on the to be continued next time on Ashley?
She's back at the knitting factory. I know that much.
God.
And she's doing some really terrible sound checks and looking really stressed out.
It's her first show.
I got very nervous for her. I feel like we're really flying by the seat of our pants with this music venture of hers, aren't we? I mean, it's all making me very uncomfortable and nervous.
Well, it's also someone who is in no way a trained singer and they're just shouting through things. So of course she's got voice problems.
Right. It's the whole thing's just making me, I feel very on edge. I don't feel safe.
you don't feel safe at the knitting factory.
Absolutely not.
You might fall into a knitting
a needle.
What's that called? A pin?
A knitting needle.
A needle. That's right.
I'm worried about getting a rogue knitting needle at the factory. I'm nervous.
So, what is the most rock and roll moment of this episode, do you think?
Oh, it's got to be that grainy 70s footage of her dyeing her hair. Oh, that was actually rock and roll, man.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
And I don't think she. And also, would you be annoyed if you were the label and you've done this photo shoot? Mm. No, but the photo shoot's for a magazine.
Yeah, it depends. If the photo shoot is for the music, then yes, the label would be mad at her. But
if it's for her Seventh Heaven janitor role.
I've actually remembered something she said in the episode. What? She's talking about her hair and she says, that's when she's with her friend, I think. And she starts talking about her hair and she says, well, I don't have to keep it like this anymore. So I want to change it. Oh. So I think maybe she had a TV contractual thing about looking the same.
That makes sense.
And then that's why this has happened.
Ah. So she nipped out to Walgreens.
Well, who knew this show would really require so much thought and analysis?
What do you think that like the unseen footage from the show is?
Oh, God.
Oh, well, there can't be much. Well, no. Definitely not of that guy. Wait, but also, where's Ryan Cabrera in this episode?
He's gone.
I wonder if we ever see him again.
I feel like that he definitely came back in my memory. But actually, thinking about it now, I don't remember anything else that happens in this show. Well, I don't know what you're talking about. We've managed to talk for 37 minutes about a 20-minute episode. So okay. Well, that's pretty something. Good.
Well, thank you very much for listening. You get episodes of You're Welcome America Presents The Ashley Simpson Show every week.
Yeah, regular episode at some point. We're recording in a real time flux, so I couldn't tell you where we're at in time and space when this comes out.
Yeah, you will get... oh, yeah, who knows? This comes out next week. Oh, my
No,
where are we? Who are we? I'm so confused.
Yeah,
anyway.
Don't worry about it. Let's not give them the how the sausage is made.
Let's drive off into Ashley and Ryan's disappearing car with the tapes. Thanks for listening. You're welcome. Give us a shout on Instagram. Drop us an email, do all the things. Please rate and review us.
Bye.
Bye.
You are right up my street. Oh, you can't make me choose.
I go by Toyota. Sponsors T4.
Fuck me, Lee Ryan's 13.
I remember we couldn't remember the word for table.